From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Five random facts today. It's Thursday.
Okey-doke.
Number one, biggest popular vote margin in a U.S. presidential election history was Warren Harding winning by a 26% margin over James Cox in 1920. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. Okay.
Since Easter is based on the vernal equinox,
Yes. The
earliest it can possibly be is March 22nd. But the last time Easter was on March 22nd was in 1818.
A long time ago.
The next time it will be on March 22nd will be 2285. I suppose we don't care about the next time. So
yeah, we'll be here for that.
Yeah, that won't be the earliest possible it can be in our lifetime. The latest it can be is on April 25th, and that will happen next in 2038. The word sheriff is a combination of two old English words, shire and reeve. A reeve was a person who was responsible for keeping things peaceful in the shire. A shire reeve or a sheriff. We're going to skip number four because you're just going to get upset with me. It takes approximately 540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
Goodness.
They're
sakes,
small.
That's a lot of peanuts.
I could eat those in one sitting. You know me.
540
especially
peanuts.
If they're like the hot peanuts with the Flamin' Hots. The Flamin' Hots.
So what's number four? Does it involve an animal?
It does. So I'm not going
to. Oh, no.
No. Okay. See what I did there? You're welcome. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News, our random facts. We narrowed it from five to four today. What's going on?
Well, I kind of feel cheated.
You don't want to know number four.
I don't want to know number four. But you could have thrown something in somewhere else.
I don't have another fact. I'm reading from the computer. The computer doesn't have another fact.
Well, fine. Yeah. Felicity Huffman is due to be sentenced tomorrow in the national nightmare that is the college admission scandals.
How much time do you think she'll get?
3 days, 4 days.
3-4 days.
90 days.
3 hours.
House arrest. She's going to get a little bit more than an A actor would.
Because, yeah, she's not an A actor, that's for sure.
Felicity's legal team are expected to ask for no jail time because
they
believe no one was harmed in the crime.
No one was harmed, no. Just the kids that couldn't get into college because their kid took up a spot. That could have been a doctor, a lawyer, a vice president even. But no, they didn't get into college because of Felicity's kid.
There are people in jail who did not cause physical harm to another person.
Well, no, I know that. It's not physical, but it's like, okay.
Mental or emotional. Yeah. Felicity paid $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT scores altered.
Yeah.
Which is a pittance when compared to
someone
who paid millions for their kids.
One was like $6 million, right?
I thought there was one that was $8 million. Well,
oh, wow.
It must have been $6 million.
Six or eight. It's the same to me. In fact, $6 or $8 million and about $100, all the same to me.
Right.
I don't have any of it.
Nope.
It doesn't
We're
matter.
We're in the, hey, I found $5.
Hey, you know what? Here's $20. Do you think you could like get my kid into college? Do you,
yes.
Do you?
Yeah, I'd probably start with 10.
You know, you have to be able to afford to get your kid into college in the first place.
This is true.
Before you pay to get your kid into college.
It's like buying the house and you can't buy furniture to put in it.
Yep.
Same type of thing.
Yeah, I've experienced that too.
Yeah, but I couldn't. Yeah, there's no way.
No.
No. No, because I'd have to do a, like a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Well, if you can get them in, I'll do a GoFundMe to make
all
sure
right.
I can get them in.
All
anyway,
right.
And you know, there's a certain famous couple that paid $500,000.
Well, we know who that is.
And have yet to plead guilty.
But their initials are Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need to mention them.
Nah.
Yeah,
why give them the time today?
Right.
So in any event, Felicity's team, they're going to explain that her probation department report suggests that no jail time because there was no victim. Nobody suffered any loss due to her actions. And part of her argument is that her kid didn't even end up going to college.
Don't they send people to jail for attempted murder, whether they succeed or not?
John Van Camp, I believe they do. There was still a crime committed.
We will see tomorrow. I don't know if it'll be done in time for us to report about it on the Who Cares News, but by golly, if it is, we'll be on it. Our crack reporting here. Let me
tell
you.
Oh, yeah.
Crack reporting.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hey, John. Halle Berry, she clapped back at an Instagram troll.
We're going to do a Halle Berry story today? Be still my heart.
Yeah.
If you mention donuts in this, I'm just going to drop dead right here.
I want
Halle
donuts.
Berry and donuts.
In typical Halle Berry fashion,
yeah,
she handled the issue with style and grace.
Yeah, of course.
So Monday, Halle posted a photo of her hand with a butterfly that had landed on her fingers.
That happens sometimes. I've never had one land on me. Have you?
No.
Huh.
I don't think they want to land on me.
But it happens, right? And people equate butterflies to being signs from God.
Yeah.
So maybe we're not worthy.
The caption read, "Today I was touched by an angel. # spirit animal." But she got an unexpectedly shady comment from one user. Quote, "The hands of a construction worker."
Oh no, she did not say that to thee, Halle Berry. She did not say that.
Don't know if it's a she or he. Yes.
It was a she. Guys wouldn't say that. Guys would not say that. Guys would say, "Show us your boobs." They wouldn't say.
Probably.
They wouldn't say, "Hey, Halle, construction worker hands." So nobody notices that crap at work.
So what you're saying is they want to say, "I don't want to see this until it lands on your boob."
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. So the follower wrote without missing a beat. So Halle clapped back in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Quote. "I knew somebody was going to crack on the hand."
Crack on the hand.
So she punctuated with crying and laughing emojis.
My favorite. So, my favorite emoji.
So now that we've seen the Insta, Halle looks pretty great for 53. But as we all know, the hands never lie.
You know who doesn't have 53-year-old hands? Kerry Washington.
Jennifer Aniston has older looking hands. She always has.
We don't talk about Jennifer Aniston. We talk about Jennifer Garner.
Yes, that's true.
Let's get with the program here, Morgan. With the program.
Oh, good grief.
All right, back tomorrow. Maybe we will, maybe we won't have news on Felicity Huffman. And really, who cares? No.
I don't. What am I saying?
All right, have a great day. And I don't care about that either. But
you have a great day.
See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.